Moncrief on News Talk.
This weekend, two of the coolest sounding planets in our solar system will interact in an event that will be visible from Ireland. Titan will move in front of Saturn. Niall Smith is head of the BlackRock Observatory, is here to tell us all about it. Afternoon, Niall.
Good afternoon, Sean.
This happens once every 14, 15 years, something like that.
Yeah, it does. So it needs a particular alignment between the Earth, the Sun and Saturn. And this weekend is one of those times when that's the case. And it also is true that when this particular type of event happens, that Saturn is well placed. So starting about 6 o'clock Saturday morning. Now, Sean, it could be cloudy, but let's just ignore that for a minute. Then if you look south, you'll see a bright object, kind of a goldeny colour. It kind of is the only really bright thing in the southern part of the sky at that hour of the morning, and that's the planet Saturn. Now, you will need a telescope to see it because Titan is about three times the size of the Moon, but at the distance of Saturn, which is about 1.2 billion kilometres, it's going to look pretty small, as you might imagine. Nevertheless, if you're patient, you will see this white dot, which will be Titan, moving across the face of Saturn. And you'll, if you have a slightly larger telescope, if the clouds stay away, if the skies are nice and stable, you might see it cast a shadow. So basically, like you get an eclipse when the Moon passes between the Sun and the Earth. So if you were on Saturn in principle on Saturday morning, you get an eclipse caused by Titan.
Now, and Titan is one of the more interesting bodies in our solar system. Would that be fair to say, in the sense that if they, I know they found a thing on Mars the other day that may or may not indicate life, but Titan has all the conditions that could contain life as well.
Yeah, no, you see, I think one of the really interesting things about Saturday is that it focuses our mind on this object, Titan, because it's a really interesting object. So one of the things, for example, about Mars, and you correctly point out that we kind of see signs of maybe past life on Mars, but Mars is largely a dead planet, whereas Titan is very much a planet which, you know, it's a moon, but it's quite a large moon, which is, it's larger than the planet Mercury, for example. But it has clouds, it has rain. Now it's rain, methane that rains there. But it has lakes, it has oceans. We see evidence for waves on that. We see evidence for some tides on that. And we think underneath that sort of fairly corrosive outer surface that there's a lake of water and maybe ammonia. Now, the really interesting here, Sean, is this. When you have lots of interactions between molecules, so you got the rain and you got rivers and so on, when you start to interact molecules together, interesting things start to happen. You get complex molecules built from simple molecules. If now you bring water up from underneath and mix that, you start to get some really interesting things that might have looked a little bit like the conditions on the early Earth. Now, very speculative, but what makes it really interesting is it's a dynamic, it's a living world, and a lot of the worlds in the solar system other than the Earth are, you know, relatively benign, and we're looking at past evidence. With Titan, it's really what's going on right now. So you have to go and find out what's going on right now, because it's changing all the time.
Yeah, well worth having a look at. Niall, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Niall Smith, Head of Research at Munster Technological University and Head of the BlackRock Observatory.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.